Okay, somebody would ask, did he give you any? You might say, no, he didn't give me
any daily. We didn't get that on the at the rate.
That boy is spoiled, and when he grows up, he'll have his trouble. He'll have his trouble. How would you say that? When he grows up, he'll
have his trouble later.
No, that's not what I'm saying. He'll have his trouble. What do you call the trenches cut by a plow?
Furrow.
All right. To get the land ready to plant by getting rid of trees and bushes, what do?
You run bush hogs over?
No, trees and bushes. You're getting larger stuff, you would say.
Nowadays they use a dozer and push them off.
Well, I don't know what nowadays. You'd still call it the same thing.
Clearing.
All right. Like a weed.
We cleared the field.
All right. We raised a big of wheat last year.
Raised a big crop of wheat last year.
Do you have any terms for the second cutting of clover, grass, or hay? So, what would you call the second cutting?
Second.
Would you? Give me the difference in the sizes of a sheaf, a shock, and a bundle of hay.
Sheaf and a bundle, I think, would be the same, but a shock's where the several of them put together. Stacked up from the weather.
If you had one bushel and you added 39 more, you would have 40
bushels
of, let's see, corn. You got corn, you had one bushel and you added 39 more. You'd have 40
bushels of corn.
How many bushels per acre is considered a good yield for corn?
75 and 80 bushels.
Would you say oats are threshed, or oats is thrashed?
Oh, try to correct.